Hit it.
Mute it first.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to AJM, the Adam Johnman Show. I've really got to hurry up this week because I believe that we have a plethora of topics. And I don't think anybody's here with me. I'm just going to talk about all this by myself.
Yes, we do. Yep.
I am here.
All right. That's John. I'm Adam.
I'm John.
Yeah. We're going to change
roles. I hate everyone.
Yeah. I'm Mitch. I don't like...
I particularly hate the government. Chicks. No, it's fine.
I hate Democrats and I hate chicks.
What?
I don't know.
I don't hate chicks. I hate chicks that think they can sing or play sports.
Sing?
Just those chicks. Oh, yeah, I don't like to hear chicks sing. Chicks sing. Not really. No.
You hate...
Okay.
You hate girl power.
That's right.
You're a feminist. Oh, wait a minute.
What? Yeah, Mitch is okay.
You're a man.
No,
you're a masculinist.
So what should we start with? We have plethora, like I said, of topics ranging from I don't know, everything. You want to start with the obvious first pick thing? Auburn football or college football season begun.
That's the obvious first pick.
Okay. Yeah, college football. That's the most stuff we have to talk about.
Exactly.
And what happened in college football this week? What's the first thing to discuss? We have...
Nothing. Nothing much at all.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on then.
Why'd we even start with this?
I have no idea. We can start with the big news or the big news to us. Let's start with Auburn.
That's the big news?
To us. The big news to us.
Oh, excuse me.
And Brandon Cox...
Still sucks.
Should
sucks
die.
Cox. I mean, Brandon sucks Cox.
I want his head on a platter.
Yes, yeah. He's still bad.
He still sucks.
He actually went out there and looked like he had never played football before.
Yeah.
I thought.
He hasn't. Seriously,
yeah.
Dude.
Well, yeah. He hasn't played well before. That's one thing he hasn't done.
Well, I mean, no, he had moments. He had flashes of brilliance.
Okay, that one touchdown pass at the end of the game.
No, that drive right there, he was on the money every time. But
oh, when he was throwing it to the other team? Yeah, he was on the money.
Just
when he
the
threw
things.
It
when did he throw it to them?
Like three times? I mean, he had two interceptions.
Cox
he threw
did?
It right to. Yes, Cox did. Oh, okay. You watching the same game I was watching?
I don't remember that. I must have missed that.
You don't
that
remember
part.
Him throwing two interceptions?
No.
Wow. Mitch? Mitch saw
yes.
them in person.
I did. I saw them. It wasn't
Mitch
pretty.
Was at the game.
Anyway.
Apparently, he couldn't get the whole AJM crew tickets.
The biggest thing that I was irked about during the game with him was when he was in pressure and he had the option to throw it away and decided to eat it.
Yeah.
Yes, he did that a lot too. I saw that in person as well.
Yeah, the thing that gets me is I heard Tuberville in the press conference saying that they finally gotten him to stop doing that. They said last year we couldn't get him to throw the ball away, and this year he's going to be doing that a lot more. And
yeah,
he's gonna be running out of the pocket and throwing away, and he's like, "Nope, I don't think so, Scooter."
Unless when they were practicing, he had one of those spells.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. His vertigo kicked in, and I don't know what's wrong with that boy. I'm gonna get that boy.
I'm gonna, first game.
I'm gonna get that
we
boy.
Got away with it. That's okay.
Yeah, we got away with it.
Well, if it continues, then I'll start really bashing on Cox.
Okay.
You'll really start. You'll be coming down
gonna,
hard on Cox.
Yeah, you're going to be punishing that Cox. Those.
I'm going to take it easy on Cox right now.
Okay.
But
yeah. But if he screws up,
if things
more
go
time,
bad, you're going to be all over him.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You're going to be slamming Cox.
Don't be afraid to ride it hard.
Okay. So. You guys are just so wrong.
What? Okay. How come we can't look at next week's pick 'em?
I don't.
Because it's not complete yet.
It's not next week.
Yes, it is.
Well, the pick 'em part is, but I mean, this college for this week is not complete yet.
Right. But I mean, so why can't we start picking next week's games?
Anyway, one.
I don't know.
One maybe last comment, though, on Auburn about Brad Lester. Why can't somebody get him a tutor to cheat for him so he can not get academically suspended? Aren't all student athletes supposed to have, like, people to.
Special privileges?
Yes. Then why is he academically suspended?
I have no idea.
Not when you go to a school of integrity.
Yeah, whatever. Still, though. He should have... I mean, he's like the best running back, so why don't we have, you know,
I don't think necessarily the running back tandem had as much to do with that as the inexperienced offensive line.
Yeah, but whatever. You know Brad Lester's better than Tate and Carl Stewart.
Carl Stewart. Know that.
Yeah, you do.
Dude, Carl Stewart was horrible.
Carl Stewart Tate, has never
the
been
The thing
good.
I know about Tate was, well, Carl Stewart's been a good blocker.
Tate is a much better singer than he is a ball carrier, okay?
Yeah. Right.
We don't know anything yet about Tate because that's the first time he's ever been in an actual game that mattered.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and he choked.
Yeah, let's say, I think we know now.
That's his first situation, so, I mean, again, that's another of those things where you're not going to know about how he's going to be in the future.
Maybe the reason.
The only experienced running back in a real in a game that mattered was Lester, and he was out, so.
Yeah, and he's freaking we'll good, see. And so why aren't they cheating to get him in the freaking game? Because we need him. Badly. We can't rely on Cox to do all the offensive. Apparently, we need to rely on somebody totally different. Big time. Anyway.
Yes.
Definitely. We need the punter out there throwing, you know, it's better than somebody, man. Cox. Anybody.
I did not know until last night that we had recruited the number two kicker in all of high school last year.
Which is good.
I had
because,
no idea. Yeah.
He's way
was actually
than,
very good. I was surprised.
Yeah, he's way better than Vaughn.
Well, see, I didn't know
was.
That. They showed the little thing at the bottom whenever he came up, and it said he was second in kicking in the entire nation in high school last year.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I had no idea that. I figured he'd be at like Florida State or something.
Yeah, well, that's good. We got us a good kicker for 4 years. That's what we need. All right, moving on. We got lots of stuff. Appalachian State, the upset of the century, or is it?
Well, yes and no.
Discuss.
I mean, they're not supposed to beat Michigan, but I mean, Michigan's defense is their weak spot, and Appalachian State were the AA champions, so.
Yeah. I think Michigan's weak spot is Lloyd Carr.
Lloyd Carr.
Apparently. Yeah, everyone wants to blame the coach and everything too, but I'm still not so sure about that.
Well,
I mean, I don't think coaches overlook people nearly as much as 18 and 19-year-old kids overlook people.
Well,
you know, and I don't believe coaches heed the media talking about how great they're supposed to be nearly as much as kids who are barely teenagers. I think that kind of goes to their head, and they think they're just supposed to win by showing up.
Well, they can forget about any hopes of a national title, I think. But
yeah, I would hope.
The Big Ten championship? Still a possibility.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I think Lou Holtz brought up a good point about Appalachian State. They know how to win, so, you know.
Are you serious? Lou Holtz brought up a good point?
Yeah, they won back-to-back championships, so they know how to win. Even if your opponent is a better opponent, you know how to win. I'm trying to talk like that, but it's hard to do.
Well, I guess there's a part of that where I can kind of get what he's trying to say. I mean, they have the confidence
winning
because they've won back-to-back championship.
You know?
Yeah, and they
winning
go
breeds
into a,
winning.
When you go up against a team that you're not expected to beat, you can relax too. So
pressure's off. Plus, Michigan was like, "Whoa, we're you know they didn't think they would have a problem with them." All right, moving on.
Them talking. I agree when they talk about the ranking stuff being stupid as far as preseason and stuff goes because the first week really means absolutely nothing.
Usually,
I mean, it really does. So
because that's when you find out what they're made of. You don't know
the only person the first week the only person the first week ever meant anything to before until this year was for Florida State and Miami because one of them was going to be in a hole.
In a whole lot of let's see, East Carolina against Virginia Tech. Do you know that East Carolina donated $100,000 to Virginia Tech yesterday?
Wow. They're going to use it to buy more thugs.
I guess I was like, gosh, that little bitty school is going to give $100,000 to Virginia Tech, you know, because of the shooting and everything, which is very nice, but it's like, you know, a little school like that, they can afford to do that, you know?
I guess.
That was a very nice gesture, but, you know, it's Virginia Tech.
Well, they probably raised it.
Well, I don't know, but anyway, either way, you know, it was classy. Classy guy. Whoever decided to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Why not? Oh.
Well, I mean, not that I don't feel bad for the victims and everything, but, you know, come on, this was everything that's happened there was I can't think of the guy's name, but Virginia Tech's fault, basically. I mean, come on.
Well, it wasn't who you thought it would be. It's not Marcus Vick that did all that. It was some Chinese guy or Japanese guy or whatever it was. Korean.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm really sure Vic didn't have time to waste ammo on humans. He was too busy killing his brother's dogs.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
I'm really surprised that the same school that produced the thuggish Virginia Tech Hokies also had a shooting.
Yeah, it's not surprising, but it is kind of surprising who did the shooting. Some weird.
What do you mean?
Wacko.
Did you watch that tribute video? Right. Virginia Tech is warm and fuzzy. We should all love them and never boo them again.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to work for a while, for a very short while.
Yeah, probably. Until, like, well, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, but it was a nice gesture. Good for them. Blah, blah, blah. I forgot where I was moving next. Any more college football?
Of course, it wouldn't bother me if LSU is nice to Virginia Tech and, say, loses to them. You know.
Yeah,
hey, I don't know about that. That could turn out to be what people are calling a defensive struggle. I think it might be code for suck fest. LSU was not that impressive, and neither was Virginia Tech. LSU was just playing an extremely crappy Mississippi State team, so it could be a complete suck fest. It ends up being like 7-9 or something.
Well, really, the weak point in Mississippi State, I thought, was that the quarterback. I mean,
yes, he was horrible.
Everything else, they would have been pretty good because their defense didn't look that bad. The running game was actually pretty good, but the
running game stopped.
Was he Brandon
the running
Cox
game
horrible?
Stopped because they didn't have to worry about the pass, so they just put eight men in the box.
Right.
Was he Brandon Cox terrible? Or?
Oh, no,
he was, dude.
Really?
He was Brandon Cox on vertigo for 3 weeks with no medication bad.
Ah, okay.
He threw six picks. Six.
He was almost
and most of them, he was just heaving it down the middle of the field, and he didn't even look.
He looked frantic.
I mean, he threw a couple of them where there wasn't anybody even anywhere close in a jersey that looked like his.
Yeah, he was almost as bad as all three of the guys that Notre Dame used.
No, Notre Dame was absolutely horrible. That was bad. Notre Dame sucks. That'd be interesting to see.
Well, I expected them to lose to Georgia Tech, to be quite honest with you, because, Notre Dame didn't have anything.
Yeah, they lost.
Oh, really? You expected them to win?
I expected Georgia Tech to win.
You did?
Yes, that's why I picked them.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I picked
Notre Dame. Adam was the one that picked Notre Dame.
Oh, really?
Not me. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
The ones I lost
like
were
4 weeks ago. So.
Close. Actually, yeah.
We all picked Tennessee, and they didn't beat Cal, so.
Right. And the ones I lost was I lost the close one with Colorado State and Colorado. A suck fest.
We didn't miss that one.
What was it? What was the other one? Oh, Missouri and Illinois.
Which we all got right. But that's okay. That's neither here nor
there. Like I said, though.
The one with the Fighting Zooks?
Yes. They were both close.
But so. James, who is not even part of AJM, is beating all of us. So.
Yes, he is. Saving nation.
he did. He made the same mistake. He just had less points what you're
talking
about.
Well, I know, but I mean.
Right, he had one less point than Mitch. He had the exact same thing Mitch did, but he had one less point riding on it.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he's ahead at the moment, so.
Okay, so how bad do you feel, Buff? You'd have just made the obvious pick.
I know, I didn't look at it since three weeks ago. I didn't even change it. I would have changed it if I had looked at it, I guarantee
you. Jeez, I didn't realize who had made that mistake.
Yeah, it was me. But I mean, it's not like I,
I would not take credit for picking that one.
Whatever. I just picked it like 3 weeks ago, and I haven't even looked at it since, so I would have thought.
Obviously.
Obviously. I got all the other ones right. I still got three more points than you do, so whatever. Clay Buchholz. We're going to talk about that now.
Dude, what?
Clay Buchholz. Does that name mean anything?
I thought you were
talking
about Play with Buchholz. I was like, dude.
No.
That's a crap.
Clay Buchholz. Get your mind out of the gutter for a minute. And let's talk about
Clay Buchholz.
A good story. A person who is younger than both of y'all, but older than me. Pitching a no-hitter for the Boston Red Sox.
And only his second start.
I mean, second.
What kind of accent was that supposed
start?
To be?
Huh?
What kind of accent was that,
that
supposed
was
to be?
Because
it wasn't
Boston.
Boston
man. An Irish Boston man. An Irish Boston man. I'm Irish and I'm from Boston. Yes. I don't know. Anyway, but he's...
Water.
At least he's older than I am.
Okay, what does he got to do with anything?
I don't know. He's younger than y'all, though, so...
Okay.
By quite a few years.
So is a lot of people. What do you mean?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't pitch no-hitters that are younger than you.
There's a lot of people that don't pitch no hitters, period.
Yeah. This guy is 23 years old.
Yes. This guy was the... Actually, that was I was wondering how who had, if anybody had ever done their first start, but they said the third person ever to do it in their first or second start. So apparently somebody did it in their first start.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I guess the reason, you know, nobody knows your stuff. There's no video of you. So nobody knows what to look for. So you can get them with...
I thought it was kind of funny. There was one thing, though, about when ESPN was showing the rookies that had no hitters in their first season.
Yeah, and you never hear from them again.
Exactly. None of them you ever heard of again.
So if you don't know the name Clay Bumhole, then you probably won't know it.
It's a good possibility. You won't ever know it.
Yeah. Oh, I meant Buchholz. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of pitchers that, you know, young pitchers that have a degree of success and then just disappear.
Yeah.
Like Steve Avery, for instance.
Steven Avery? Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Didn't you have an Avery
jersey? That minor league pitching coach somewhere we've never heard of?
Didn't you have an Avery jersey, John?
I had an Avery ball.
Okay. You had one of his balls.
Maybe that's why I started pitching so poorly.
I bought it on QVC. Or Mima bought it on QVC.
Okay. He sold his balls. That's what he stooped to. He sold his own balls.
This was back when he was actually good.
He must have really needed some cash if he sold his own balls.
Matter of fact, I have it right here.
Oh, wow. Hang on to that.
If I can find it. Here it is. From the 1991 season. It has his picture on it.
All right. He's probably got his picture on a milk jug somewhere. Nobody knows.
1991, he was 18-8 with a 3.38 ERA and 137 Ks. Avery.
Who?
He was 18-8 with a 3.3 ERA and 137 Ks.
If you say so.
So a long, long time ago.
He pitched with the Braves back in the day, so speaking of the Braves, we took a group A-Jam trip to the Braves game.
Was that a Braves game or was that a suck fest?
Well, it was both, actually, I think. At least I think it was Braves that they were on the field very short period of time, so it was hard to tell.
They're very inappropriately named.
Yeah, okay. But the Mets took it to them. Blah, 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 blah. What happened, though? Tell us what happened.
The Braves lost. Another new.
Yeah, they lost three in a row to the Mets, so.
Yeah, they got swept.
Swept under the rug.
We went to we had the privilege of going and watching a game in which the Braves, the last 11 hitters were sat down straight.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the only run scored was on a wild pitch, which is true. And bases loaded, no outs, and two pop-ups in a row that never even got to the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, our two heroic switch hitters.
Yeah, that's funny.
She must be muted.
I don't know.
And then someone caught looking. Jeez.
Yeah, there you are. That's true. Gosh, unbelievable. But
Well, McCann finally got a hit today. Yay. It was to no avail.
Yay. We basically saw the Mets batting practice before the game, and it continued all the way through the game.
Pretty much.
Like three home runs during the game. So, didn't catch any home runs because I think we were so far back that it would have taken, I don't know.
I thought they were pretty good seats, though.
They were good seats. I'm just saying we couldn't have caught a home run.
It's just what they were. Everything it was close to. It was like right there we could go to the bathroom. It was right there at the food.
Okay. Actually, you could just go to the bathroom anywhere.
It was under a little bit of an awning, so in case it rained, we were cool too. So
yeah, we got a little breeze every now and then from the Braves batters.
So what was that we made a joke about the time that Andrew struck out?
Yes, that was breeze because the breeze was coming in when Andrew was whiffing pitch after pitch. So that was nice. It'd be really cool to have those seats under the awning on like the third base side or the first base side. That would be cool too.
Yeah. I had some on the third base side that was, like, right there at the top.
At the top of what? Stadium?
The lower level. You know, like, right there where you would walk down to go in it. It was, like, you know, it was really easy to get in and out of.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. See, there you go. You need seats on the end, too, so you can get up if you need to get up. But, yeah, it was cool to do the tomahawk chop and everything. We were near the big drum guy, too, at the outfield.
Yeah.
Michael Vick was doing drum duty. After he got finished doing
also, traffic control.
Traffic control, yeah. But anyway, I think there's some golf to talk about as well. Tiger and Phil are both in contention at the Deutsche Bank thingamajig.
Yep, that they are. Next.
You know what? They could be paired together tomorrow, but... No, yeah, they could be paired together. I don't know if they will be, though.
Didn't Wetterich retain the lead when it was all said and done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if they get
it. I think Brett Wetterich is going to win.
Brett Wetterich?
Yes, because he doesn't... I mean, the last time that I saw him, even if he's somewhere, like, when Tiger was playing with him, he did not fold.
Yeah. Well, Tiger's only three back, you know.
But I'm just saying, he was totally different than most people I've seen. He looked very in control and calm and everything, unlike a lot of guys that play with Tiger.
True. He seems like a cool cucumber. Wait a minute. So cool customer.
I predict he will hold up tomorrow and we'll win.
I guess we'll talk about that next week.
Quite frankly, I think that, you know, Tiger's already had his good round. What does he usually do in a tournament? He usually has one really good round, and then the other three are... He just doesn't give it away in the other three.
Well, the first
round. And he's already had his really good round.
So
he's already shot a 64, though. He's already had a really good round.
Yeah, but he's already had a really bad one, too. So when's the last time Tiger shot over par in the last round of a tournament?
I really don't know.
See, he never has. That's why.
But it's going to take under par and just, and not just under par, but under par considerably in order to pull it off, I would think. Because I don't see, like I said, I don't see Wetterich going over par.
Tiger and Phil are paired together tomorrow. That is freaking awesome. That's like...
Well, that's what everybody wanted to see.
Yeah, that rarely happens, so that's totally cool. They're in the next to last group, Tiger and Phil. That's going to be awesome. Definitely going to watch that.
You and like 100 million other people.
Yeah, that's true. That's going to be awesome, though. Tiger, Phil together. Together at last. They were together the first 2 days, though, with VJ. But anyway, go Tiger, go Phil. Hopefully they'll both tie and go into a playoff, and then we'll get to see even more Tiger Phil action. Tiger on Phil action.
Okay.
All right. That's what the people want. They want to see hardcore Tiger on Phil action.
And that's usually how it ends up, with Tiger on Phil.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh. Tiger giving Phil a good one. That's usually what happens, but maybe it'll be the other way around this year.
For a change.
Because rumor has it. Rumor has it, Tiger has fired Hank Haney.
Really?
I wonder why.
Well, you know, he says you're going to see a lot less of Hank Haney. Okay.
Because Hank Haney is freaking terrible.
He's either dead, sick, or he fired him. So, who knows? Yeah, I don't really know the situation, but maybe Tiger...
That's because he has a Lexus now, so...
Yeah, Lexus is his golf coach now.
So he doesn't need anybody else.
Yeah. Or maybe he's secretly taking lessons from Butch behind Phil's back or whatever. So, behind the public's back.
Actually, I think his wife is taking lessons from Butch.
What, you're saying she's manly? She's a butchy? What are you trying to say?
Never mind. Anyway.
Are you saying Tiger and Elon are having... I mean, Butch and Elon are having an affair? Is that what you're saying?
It was just as good as me saying Phil and Elon, whatever.
Elon are having an affair too. Elon gets around, apparently.
Anyway,
is Sam Alexis really Sam Alexis Woods?
Anyway,
okay. Moving right along.
Moving right along. You were talking. Speaking of golf, and I thought about this when we were talking about the affairs and everything.
Okay.
Apparently, Annika Sorenstam plays better when she's in love. I guess
in love
because she's starting to play better again since she's been engaged again.
That's what it is. I could have helped her with that one. If only Paula Creamer plays better if she's engaged.
maybe she
that's
will.
True.
She's not playing as good as she normally does.
Yeah, maybe that'll help. Maybe I should do that.
Alrighty then.
It's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling, yes.
You know, things are so crazy, like your mind is in a bottle.
How was that movie overall, by the way?
Blades of Glory, rented on DVD this week. It's good. It's not, it's somewhere around Talladega Nights good. It's about the same as that.
Okay, you may not be helping anybody here with...
Well, I'm just saying, it's got a lot of those laugh out loud moments, but it's, kind of a ridiculous story, and it's not that,
It's so ridiculous.
Wonderful, but it's good. I mean, it's funny. A lot of LOLs from Will Ferrell, so...
It's good.
It's some good moments. And John Heder is pretty funny, of course. Napoleon Dynamite, a.k.a. So, it's got some good comedic moments.
He's John Heder.
Mainly Will Ferrell, though. makes it funny, of course. So I can't give a thumbs down to anything Will Ferrell's in. I also saw Hot Fuzz, which is actually pretty good too. That's that British comedy.
Yeah, it sounds like
that one. Yeah, it was pretty good actually. It wasn't
by the title.
Yeah, it was pretty good though. As well, it had some good moments in it anyway. So that's it, football.
Looks like Johnson's out in front now.
All right, yeah, that's live race update. By the way, is Mitch muted? By the way, because we're not hearing him.
Quiet.
Hello, Mitch.
Am I muted?
Yes, you were.
You must
muted.
Have been because you couldn't hear a word.
Did you say anything?
I said lots of stuff, but
what did you say?
I can't say now, it's too late.
You gotta ease that trigger finger. There's probably some derogatory tiger comments in there.
You're totally ruining AJM.
Yeah, it was just Jaw for there for a while.
People right on.
Here's a totally unrelated topic. GoldenEye for the N64 just celebrated its 10th anniversary.
And they're going to celebrate that by not releasing it to the Wii.
Yeah, probably not. But it was released August 25th, 1997, so that was just over 10 years ago today. Well, not today, but, you know, somewhere around there. For the Nintendo 64. If you look at the Wikipedia page for it, they were originally going to release it on the Super Nintendo, but then decided to overhaul it and put it out for the N64.
That would explain the crappy graphics.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it's not like the game was originally, you know, they kind of redesigned it for the N64. According to Wikipedia, who knows, you know.
According to it. Which we all know Wikipedia is the truth.
Yes. Well, it's on the internet. Everything on the internet is true. Because anybody in the world can, you know, put it out there. So you know you're getting the best information.
Exactly. You have more sources of information to compare it against.
Yeah, exactly. This game has sold over 8 million copies.
But it is not the best-selling video game of all time.
No. But
what is the best-selling video game of all time?
It's considered
Super Mario
the best.
Brothers.
The original?
Yeah, the original. Super Mario Brothers.
It's considered the best first-person shooter, though, of all
time. Actually, Super Mario 3 is the best-selling because Mario 1 was like it was packaged in with the system, so there's a lot of those sold that not necessarily by choice, obviously. But the non-packaged best-selling game was Mario 3.
Okay, that music that you don't hear probably means that we've got just a couple of minutes left before we wind down. So if there's anything now, speak now or forever hold your, you know what.
Wiener?
Yeah.
Hold your peace. Okay.
Yeah, hold your peace.
I'm holding my peace right now.
Dude, I certainly can't. Hang on.
Yeah, okay. Mitch has got a lot of pieces he can hold.
Oh, I hear him loading his peace.
There you go.
Holding the peace right now.
All right. So am I.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here and I am. Brandon Cox needs it. Hang on.
I've got an extended barrel on mine.
Locked and ready to rock.
Now, I have to go take this down to Auburn. Brandon Cox has asked to borrow this.
Yeah.
Oh.
He decided to go ahead and make his biggest contribution to Auburn winning this year.
Yeah. Bullet in the brain.
Oh, one thing I didn't get in right here when I mentioned the race. It is official that Joe Gibbs Racing is switching to Toyotas.
Yeah, I saw something about that. I didn't read the story yet, though.
Good.
They're expected to announce it Wednesday, but they, you know, all signs point to yes.
Awesome-o.
Awesome-o.
Hey, The Office Season 3 comes out on DVD on Tuesday, September 4th. So yeah, that's going to be cool.
House is already out, isn't it? House and Heroes.
I think so. Yeah, Heroes is already out. The Office will be out Tuesday. And I do believe that the gag reel, this one is like 30 minutes long, I said, so.
Yeah, that could mean something totally different.
Not the blooper reel. Jeez, do I have to politically correct everything for you?
No, not
yes,
for me,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we have...
For our comedy, politically correct.
We need to start doing the double entendre of the week, by the way, again, since it's football season.
So. Yeah. Gotta bring them back. Anybody hear anything interesting yesterday?
I can't think of anything.
Oh, I heard one. What was it?
Oh, yeah, the PA announcer said, hey, there's a completion by Brandon Cox. That's right.
That would be the, like,
I gotta say, I provided all the Cox double entendres earlier in the show.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, I guess we will save the rest for next week, so... Peace up, and AGM down and out. Over and out.